When they arrived in the kitchen, they found a pile of presents waiting on the table. Bill and Monsieur Delacour were finishing their breakfasts, while Mrs. Weasley stood chatting to them over the frying pan.
"Arthur told me to wish you a happy 17th, Harry," said Mrs. Weasley, beaming at him. "He had to leave early for work, but he'll be back for dinner. That's our present on top."
Harry sat down, took the square parcel she had indicated, and unwrapped it. Inside was a watch, very like the one Mr. and Mrs. Weasley had given Ron for his 17th. It was gold, with stars circling around the face instead of hands.
"It's traditional to give a wizard a watch when he comes of age," said Mrs. Weasley, watching him anxiously from beside the cooker. "I'm afraid that one isn't new like Ron's. It was actually my brother Fabian's, and he wasn't terribly careful with his possessions. It's a bit dented on the back, but..."
The rest of her speech was lost. Harry had got up and hugged her. He tried to put a lot of unsaid things into the hug, and perhaps she understood them, because she patted his cheek clumsily when he released her, then waved her wand in a slightly random way, causing half a pack of bacon to flop out of the frying pan onto the floor.
"Happy birthday, Harry," said Hermione, hurrying into the kitchen and adding her own present to the top of the pile. "It's not much, but I hope you like it. What did you get him?"
she added to Ron, who seemed not to hear her.
"Come on then, open Hermione's," said Ron.
She had bought him a new sneaker scope. The other packages contained an enchanted razor from Bill and Fleur.
"Ah, yes, this will give you the smoothest shave you will ever have,"
Monsieur Delacour assured him.
"But you must tell it clearly what you want. Otherwise, you might find you have a little less hair than you would like."
Chocolates from the Delacours and an enormous box of the latest Weasley's Wizard Wheezes merchandise from Fred and George. Harry, Ron and Hermione did not linger at the table, as the arrival of Madame Delacour, Fleur and Gabrielle made the kitchen uncomfortably crowded.
"I'll pack these for you," Hermione said brightly, taking Harry's presents out of his arms as the three of them headed back upstairs. "I'm nearly done. I'm just waiting for the rest of your underpants to come out of the wash, Ron."
Ron's splutter was interrupted by the opening of a door on the first floor landing.
"Harry, will you come in here a moment?"
It was Ginny. Ron came to an abrupt halt, but Hermione took him by the elbow and tugged him on up the stairs. Feeling nervous, Harry followed Ginny into her room. He had never been inside it before. It was small but bright. There was a large poster of the wizarding band The Weird Sisters on one wall and a picture of Gwenog Jones, captain of the all-witch Quidditch team, the Holyhead Harpies, on the other. A desk stood facing the open window, which looked out over the orchard where he and Ginny had once played two-a-side Quidditch with Ron and Hermione, and which now housed a large pearly white marquee. The golden flag on top was level with Ginny's window. Ginny looked up into Harry's face, took a deep breath, and said,
"Happy 17th.
"Yeah, thanks." She was looking at him steadily. He, however, found it difficult to look back at her. It was like gazing into a brilliant light.